The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org.
If dog is man's best friend, then Zelda takes that to a whole new level. You could say the three-year-old Pitbull is the downtown East Side's best friend. Since a pup, Zelda has been coming to work with her owner, Trey Helton, manager of the Overdose Prevention Society, a safe consumption site here in the heart of the city. And for 3 years, Zelda has watched and copied what Trey and his team do, help people in the throes of addiction stay safe and stable. But this dog does more than just tag along. She's a crucial staff member who helps save lives, literally, by making sure users are okay. I spoke with Trey at the Overdose Prevention Society about his courageous canine and the day she amazed even him.
I was out and I left Zelda at the 390 indoor location and she was just roaming around and I guess I just came in from doing something outside and one of the staff members said, you know, your dog just did the rounds. Your dog literally, he's like, I watched your dog walk out, look at a person who wasn't responding, try to get a response from them, walk around, nudge them until they moved, and then did a full circle of the room, checking every table like a staff member would, seeing that everyone was okay, and then go back to her cage. And I was like, yeah, right. I was like, seriously? So I was like, I pulled up the CCTV footage and was shocked to see that she did, in fact, do that. Like, she does a lot at ops. She really, does her part. She's super effective, not only being, like, a therapy animal for people who are upset. I'm not gonna lie though, there's some people she doesn't like. She can only really handle, like, there's about like 25 people she really likes, and then she's like, with other people she's like, I don't have time, I have too many friends already. Yeah, I don't have time for a new friendship. Yeah, she's pretty friendly for the most part, and she's like a super effective tool for violence de-escalation as well within the site. Like, she's the boss on a lot of levels. Like, she really doesn't put up with violence and outbursts within the site. Super effective tool for violence de-escalation. She's never actually hurt anyone or bit them to the point where they would need to see a doctor, but she's definitely like said, hey, you need to stop. She doesn't like aggressive behavior. She doesn't like people screaming at each other an inch away from their nose over minor disputes. And they don't know that she's not actually going to hurt them. They think this is a big, scary dog and she's barking and she's upset. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this in here. They don't know that she's not actually dangerous. So she's broken up a lot more fights effectively than my words could. So she's dual purpose. Zelda has watched me like she is my shadow. She follows me to and from tables, watch me do like ask the person if they're okay, ask for sound response, clap to see if they respond to noise, if they don't respond to my voice. If they don't respond to a loud noise, I'll go to like, I'll take these two fingers and dig them into the trap of their shoulder so that they go, ah, and then they'll, if they respond to like physical pain stimulus, yeah. Then I know at least they're okay. So Zelda's picked up on that. Like the reality of dogs is that like they do take on a lot of their owner's personality trait. Dogs are moldable. So like I think like ultimately it's goes back to the fact that it's not always the dog or the breed that is like an issue. It's how the owner presents himself in the world and what they've encouraged the animal to do on a regular basis with training and so on and so forth. So yeah, she's just naturally seen me do check on people. She's seen other staff members check on people. So I think she's just naturally learned to check on people. I think she's aware of when someone's down and like when I'm walking with her, like I'll say to her, I'll see someone, I'll say, Zelda, go check on that person, and she'll bum rush them nose to the face and start nudging them until they get up and then they move. And then it saves me from having to like walk into their personal bubble and touch them. And sometimes they like having the dog and start smiling and they're happy because the dog's licking their face. Sometimes they're not so happy about it. Sometimes they're like pretty perturbed and upset and scared. So you got to know your audience. Yeah, she'll get right up in their face and go right for them. She'll cold nose right to the face, barking pretty close to the face. From the outside, it could look like she's maybe like trying to bite them or something, but it's actually not like that at all. She's never bit anyone. If my dog was dangerous, I would have her muzzled properly. So if there's someone down and we're like, oh crap, overdose, and we start screaming like, this is serious, get the oxygen tank. She does try to get in the middle of it, and it goes from like her barking at the person telling them, hey, get up, you're overdosing, to like starting getting panicked. So at that point, it's like she has to be put in her kennel just while we deal with the emergency so that she doesn't get in the way. Part of the reason, like I said, I would take a dog is because the work I was doing and continue to do is like allows for me to have a dog within the site. Like if I was working, like doing rebar, like rod busting for like iron workers, there's no way I could have a dog with me unless she was like locked in the truck or something on a job site. But like working within a safe injection site in the downtown east side gives me the ability to have her kind of roam free and do what she wants with a bit of freedom to be a dog, as well as play with other animals and socialize, which is like so important about like behavior of dogs. Like they are pack animals and it's important that they socialize. So she was there, and like, you know, they say it takes a community to raise a child. It also takes a community to raise a pit bull. I wasn't there like all the time, but like a lot of people helped me with her. She had it pretty comfortable. She had a large space to roam around, her own kennel, and lots of surrogate parents that played with her, as well as lots of socialization with other animals. People love Zelda, right? Like she's got her own friends outside of me. Come and take her for walks and give her treats and bring her stuff. The simpleness of like an animal and the loving nature can really brighten spirits, especially in a dark situation.
That was Trey Helton, manager of the Overdose Prevention Society, speaking on his extraordinary dog, Zelda, who truly helps prevent overdoses every day. For CFRO Co-op Radio Vancouver, I'm Jordan Kotchuk.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.